gave alternative facts to that.
The president's tweets stand for themselves.
You want to read it or you want me to do it? You're a professional announcer. Why don't you read it?
Hello, and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. Brought to you by Matt Keezer. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Friday, October 20th, 2017. Welcome to Day 274. The Senate approved its budget by a vote of 51 to 49. The New York Times, Washington Post, and Politico say the spending blueprint will allow Republicans to use a procedural maneuver to pass tax reform in the Senate with just 50 votes while avoiding a Democratic filibuster. The House and Senate need to pass identical budgets in order for Republicans to sidestep the Senate's typical 60-vote threshold for passage. Trump tweeted, quote, "We got zero Democrat votes with only Rand Paul, he will vote for tax cuts, voting against. This now allows for the passage of large-scale tax cuts and reform, which will be the biggest in the history of our country," end quote. The Guardian says Trump falsely attributed a spike in crime in the United Kingdom to a, quote, "spread of radical Islamic terror," tweeting that the 13% year-over-year increase in crime was, quote, "not good. We must keep America safe." A report by the UK Office for National Statistics made no link between rising crime and terrorism, but instead showed double-digit increases in violent crimes such as gun crime, knife crime, and sexual offenses. The Hill is reporting that Vladimir Putin called on Americans to respect Trump. Quote, "Inside the country, disrespect is shown for him. This is a regrettable negative component of the U.S. political system," Putin said. He continued, adding that, quote, "Trump was elected by the American people, and at least for this reason, it is necessary to show respect for him, even if you do not agree with some of his positions," end quote. Putin's comments came the same day that UN Ambassador Nikki Haley accused the Russian government of committing warfare against the United States. NPR and The Washington Post are reporting that a federal judge refused to void Joe Arpaio's conviction despite Trump's pardon. U.S. District Judge Susan Richie Bolton said Trump's pardon does not revise the historical facts of his case and that she will not vacate her ruling. Arpaio has been found guilty of criminal contempt of a federal court order for his failure to stop detaining individuals on the basis of their suspected immigration status. Meanwhile, the New York Times says the EPA removed from its website climate change resources that local governments use to address climate change, curb emissions, and devise strategies for adapting to weather extremes. An EPA spokesman said the resources have been archived and are available by searching through the agency's archive. The FBI has joined the investigation into the ambush that left four Green Berets dead after the 12-member team was attacked by 50 ISIS fighters in Niger 2 weeks ago. Now, you may have heard something about this story, but here's what we know so far. Politico, The Wall Street Journal, and CNN are reporting that investigators are questioning whether or not U.S. forces had adequate resources for what Defense Secretary James Mattis called an unlikely attack. A senior congressional aide characterized the ambush as a massive intelligence failure. The troops were engaged in a firefight for 30 minutes and relied on French military for air support, which made low-pass flyovers in an attempt to disperse the attackers. It did not have permission to drop bombs. Private contractors were using helicopters to evacuate the injured and dead, but Army Sergeant LaDavid Johnson was somehow left behind for almost 2 days before his remains were found. Trump waited nearly 2 weeks before mentioning the Niger incident, even though his staff had drafted a statement of condolence for him on October 5th. Some have asked if this is Trump's Benghazi. Now, yesterday, John McCain threatened to use a Senate Armed Services Committee subpoena in order to get more information about the attack, which prompted Mattis to meet with McCain today. Mattis apparently said, "The U.S. military does not leave its troops behind," but he did not provide any additional details into why Johnson's body was initially left behind. We'll continue to cover this story as it unfolds. And finally, Politico is reporting that Trump called a congresswoman wacky and said she told a total lie about his call to the mother of a soldier killed in Niger. Quote, "The fake news is going crazy with wacky Congresswoman Wilson, who was secretly on a very personal call and gave a total lie on content," Trump tweeted. Federico Wilson said Trump told the widow that her husband, quote, "knew what he signed up for" in a condolence call. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keezer. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.
Thank you.